52.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland State University for $35,000 for development of an evaluation plan to assess the work and effort of the Community and Police Relations Subcommittee.
Come on up. We have a couple folks here to present briefly on this. Elweather Roy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who's going to begin?
Good afternoon, Mayor, City Council. I'm Lieutenant Jeff Kerr with the Portland Police Bureau. And in November of 2014, City Council passed an ordinance that accepted a grant through the COPS office in the amount of $49,921 to develop a equity strategic plan and evaluation process. This grant will allow us to work collaboratively with the CPRC and with Portland State University in this development and evaluation process. And we are here today to ask you to authorize an intergovernmental agreement between the Portland Police Bureau and Portland State University.
Good afternoon. I'm Elle Weatheroy, the Equity and Diversity Program Manager for Portland Police Bureau. I started February 4th, and I'm really glad to be here. Since starting, we have jumped right in with an assessment, interviewing stakeholders, internal officer and senior leadership, met with city partners. We've also began the roadmap assessment process, which analyzes the racial equity within the Bureau. Initially, we were going to be a part of phase three, but we have moved to phase one, because of the chief's values in creating an inclusive environment and addressing equity. But also, this information will inform our strategic and strategic plan and our evaluation plan. We have also resumed planning sessions for the officer training, development, and implementation, which would complete the baseline training on the institutional racism for the sworn staff, starting with command staff, sergeant, and now working on the officer training. We've also received a data request from the Office of Civil Rights. This audit will provide an opportunity to incorporate best practices in meeting the needs of the limited English proficiency community members. And so the Office of Equity and Human Rights has provided a lot of support and guidance in this piece, and we're looking forward to developing a plan to better address. So there's a lot of work occurring, and we have a lot more to do. And being strategic is critical in moving this work forward, and to be able to start a position where we have the plan development support has been valuable. But even more valuable is having the support to develop the evaluation as a parallel process and not as an afterthought. So best practice says that the best plan has an evaluation plan incorporated. So as you will note, the grant project entails both the strategic plan and the evaluation plan, with goals of creating an organizational transformation and improve Bureau services to the community, strengthen partnerships and trust, and of course, increase diversity. So in order to get here, we want to be strategic. We want to create an inclusive and collaborative process, and create a plan that is practical and meaningful to help track my work. So to lead the evaluation plan process is Dr. Masami Nishishiba, and she will explain the plan in more depth.
Welcome, Dr. Nishishiba. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Masami Nishishiba. I am the Associate Professor in Public Administration from Portland State University. So as Al explained, I am leading a team in developing an evaluation plan that will be attached to the strategic equity plan. So as Al mentioned, one of the important things to make the evaluation meaningful is to strategically incorporate that in the process of organizational development. And so PSU is in charge of evaluation plan, but I'm working very closely with Al, CPRC, another consultant who is leading the effort in developing an equity plan and making sure that it is all coordinated. The other thing that we are paying special attention to is to not to make this evaluation plan a series of data collection, because oftentimes if we add on the data collection effort, that becomes a burden on the part of the organization, and it ended up not very useful. So the goal for us is to making sure that we capitalize on existing resources, capitalize on existing data, and make sure that we can utilize it. So far, we have been conducting some series of interviews. We've been attending the CPRC meetings. There will be a series of discussions with the community members together with Elle and others. And we'll see how it goes. It has to be inclusive, so we may not come up with a clean-cut evaluation plan by the end of the grant period, but we will provide something that is useful that Elle can develop further.
Thank you all very much. As your council recalls, we created a single new position in the Police Bureau last year for equity manager, and no other new positions in the Police Bureau last year, and Elle is very capably filling that new position. So I think this is your first time here at a council meeting. So
yes.
Welcome.
Thank
Questions
you.
For this team? Thank you all very much.
Thanks
very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item?
Mayor, we have an amendment for this to add the emergency clause.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding the emergency clause? Then roll call to do that.
We have a motion and a second for
motion.
That.
Motion.
Second.
And for the purpose of expediting this in the interests of public safety.
Okay. Also noted. Thank you.
Fish.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
And then on the intergovernmental agreement itself, on the ordinance.
Fish.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, one more item we'll take till we take a